like right now, hands are up, high fives going around. You will be ready to let go of those pressures and stress of the meal planning, meal prepping, and embrace the simplicity of just fueling our bodies and enjoying those yummy foods that we love. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, beautiful, and welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a space for busy moms just seeking a slowdown in this noise-filled life. This is your host and intuitive life mentor for mamas, Jenna, and I am so jazzed to chat today on a topic that I worked very closely in for years. Health and fitness coaching was kind of the start of my entrepreneurial journey, and I always found myself still tying in like mindset and inner work into that. So there's no surprise that I finally listened to that inner guidance and transitioned to what I'm doing now with really honing in on that self-love and self-trust within your life, because that is the foundation for all. And I know that that is my true purpose and what I meant to do here. So like, by golly, I'm so multi-passionate. So like, my hand's up right now. If you can relate to that, just like all the personality tests and the readings and, you know, my human design, like it all points to that. Like I'm such a multi-passionate, I think that's the word, multi-passionate person. And it's just so fascinating because, and beautiful to discover that even though, you know, through those multi-passions where it almost can be difficult sometimes because you're like, what am I supposed to be doing? Like, I want to do like all the things, right? So that core mission through all these multi, you know, facets and multi passions, that core mission, my soul's purpose and spirit's guidance has led me to where I am today. And it's just so, so beautiful, I guess. Anyways, that's like just what happens when you turn inward and slow down and maybe do some healing work and really take that intentional time every day to slow down, to tune in. Like the simplicities, the synchronicities, they start to come to surface, which then, you know, it's just like this overflow of gratitude and love and appreciation for this life, for this experience, for this journey that we're on. Okay. See, I always have to tie in something like that because when I was going to write this outline, you know, just kind of like write these tips, I'm like, you know, like, I don't know if this is still like on task or on like, I don't even know the word, like, would this be beneficial? But as I'm like thinking, I'm like, Jenna, like, everyone can use some help in like creating simple meals or in meal prepping or, you know, like, even though like, I'm on like this path to really help you, like really tune into yourself. There's still everyday life. I mean, you still have to cook the meals. You still have your tasks. You still have your chores. So like, let's just kind of get to it because this is kind of, you know, I want to paint this picture for you too, because like, as you know, the sun-kissed days of summer, you know, are now transitioning into the coziness of fall. Like we find ourselves like at a crossroads for change. So I really thought that this was a good time to put this episode in here because maybe back to school rhythms are starting to set in and just the desire of the oversized sweaters and the fires and football and comforting meals. It just becomes top of mind. And that is a true reminder that with each season, like, we just start this new dance to a new beat, right? So within, you know, that new beat, and here I am, like, painting this beautiful, like, yay, the fall, the ambiance, we still have the monotony of the day-to-day chores. And that's what I was kind of just saying. Like, we still have that monotony of the chores, the demands, the tending to the needs of our little ones, our loved ones. And we can fall short with nurturing ourselves, nurturing our own well-being. And I'm sure, like, you've heard that saying, like, the laundry can wait, you know, that philosophy. But, like, let's face it, if you're anything like me, some tasks, they deserve just that much more attention, or that much as of attention, to maintain our inner balance, our equilibrium for our mental health. So I know that I'm someone that gets really anxious when the laundry's overflowing, with a cluttered home, when I don't know, you know, what's for dinner. Like, I promise I don't know what's for dinner every night. But if I don't have some sort of, like, idea, or, you know, I do this mindful prep. I follow through a mindful prep, even if I'm not, like, having, like, these beautiful Tupperware meals in the fridge all the time. So this is kind of where that segue transition into the art of mindful meal prepping. That's where this steps in, because it offers not only just a way to, like, conquer dinner every night and not feel like that scatterbrain stress, like, what am I going to do? But it's also a path to infuse mindfulness into our everyday lives, even in the monotony, even in the chores, the demands, the meal prep, right? So in today's episode, we are going to be unraveling 7 transformative tips, because let's be real, like, we've also probably all heard that term, failing to plan is planning to fail. Oof, like, that was something, it's not so, like, empathetic or heartwarming, but it was something, like, I'm type A, so it's always something, you know, that I still, like, it kind of rings true, and it could kind of feel like a slap in the face sometimes. So this is that tough love, like, I'm giving you that hug, right? But you can make things harder on yourself if you're not planning. And by planning, I'm not saying, like, you have to have this beautiful Pinterest crafted fridge. It's the mindfulness behind it. It's the intentionality behind it with what works best for you. Because with that awareness comes that clarity. And how many times, I want you to think with me here, like, how many times have you finished work, had to rush to go get the kids, and thought, like, I'm too tired to cook and there's nothing in the fridge, so let's just hit the drive-thru. No shame, no judgment. It happens. Like, drive-thru, it's delicious. Fast food is so good. But you don't want to be doing that every day, right? It breaks the bank. It's not, you know, very nutritious, right, to be doing that all the time. Or maybe you were, like, meaning to pull something out of the freezer and then you got pulled away. Oh, I remembered. I still didn't go to the deep freeze because I didn't pull out dinner yet. And then your kids need you again. Oh, shoot, it's lunchtime. And oh my gosh, I still haven't pulled anything out for dinner. And then your phone rings. Like, I've been guilty in both those situations, both those instances. So hopefully, like, you can relate to one, or just kind of put your shoes into one of those. Because again, by planning and by prepping, like, you could kind of just help prevent that last minute stress from happening time and time again. So you're just helping yourself reduce that stress, reduce that overwhelm by being mindful and intentional. And once you get the hang of it, you will be amazed by how much time and money that you actually save. So meal prepping does not have to be hard. Like, trust me, I never thought I would be someone that would be, like, meal prepping. I didn't have the time to do it. You know, that might be something where you're like, I just don't have the time to meal prep. But I promise it saves time. So I didn't have the time. I didn't have the knowledge to figure out, like, out what to do. So one, my inbox is always open, even though I do still work with some clients in, like, the health and fitness realm. But I'm still, you know, I have the knowledge and I have some experience and expertise in that field. So who's to say how one is supposed to successfully meal prep, right? Like, I've always brought that mindful intentionality, unique, you know, kind of tweak to it all, because you still have your own individual circumstances. You have your own family's, you know, seasons. Like, you go through these ebbs and flows. So who's to say, like, how you're supposed to do this successfully? So take my tips, make them your own, and please don't think that this is some, like, well put together picturesque Pinterest type. I need to, you know, make these beautiful recipes all the time and think I can never put that together. I can't like have my fridge looking beautiful. This is not what it's about. I'm not a Pinterest mom. Okay. Oh my gosh. Like doing crafts with my kids, even it's theirs look better than mine. So just, I'm just really excited to jump in right now. So if you're a mom on a mission to navigate this beautiful chaos of life with grace and presence and ease and calm, I hope that these insights can not only simplify your meal prep, but also just kind of gift you back some invaluable presence of time and staying on budget. And by the end of this episode, you will feel confident and ready to continue on your mindful lifestyle while raising your littles. Like right now, hands are up, high fives going around. You will be ready to let go of those pressures and stress of the meal planning, meal prepping, and embrace the simplicity of just fueling our bodies and enjoying those yummy foods that we love. So let's get to it. 7 tips to make meal prep easier and faster. And I also have a freebie guide at the end that you can download to come back to later. All right, so 1, I've said this about a million times already, make a plan. And by that, it is like, yes, it will take some time for you, but by making a simple plan, make a list of your favorite foods. And then you could either just hodgepodge recipes. I never follow recipes. So you could hodgepodge your own type of thing. Or if you are someone that like needs to follow a step-by-step recipe, go choose some simple recipes that could be made quickly or in bulk. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but where you can decide on like kind of what you'll be eating for the meals, what snacks you'll want. And I do kind of want to preface this. This is for you, like, cause I know like little kids, snack monsters, kids in general are snack monsters, right? So this is mostly for like those dinners or if you want to kind of get on that path, on that journey to kind of be more mindfully eating or healthy eating. I did pull this kind of just from that piece of wanting to live more mindfully and healthy for you. Okay. So you're going to have to kind of pick and choose with your kids because I totally understand. I have like a meat and potatoes loving husband and then my kids are little snack monsters. So you still have to make best, you know, what works best for you. So this step though, like that plan, like, you know, your family, right? You know, your guys' favorite foods. So use that. And then you could get creative from there, right? This step, it will get easier and faster with the practice, I promise. So some of our favorites or some of my go-to meal ideas are sheet pan meals. And I'll share more on that in a minute. And spaghetti and tacos and chili and soups. I love experimenting with new soups in the crock pot. Beef sandwiches or like different types of beef in the crock pot. And then we could make casseroles from there. Or same with chicken, put chicken in the crock pot and then you could shred it and make it for multiple things. Pot roast, enchiladas, meatloafs. There's pork chops. Like there's so many different types of meals that I now, you know, once I've gotten in the hang of like the simplicity of it, then I could intertwine like a new way of making it, you know, or I could, instead of enchiladas, we're going to have tacos. And then next week, instead of tacos, we're going to have taco bake. So it still kind of changes things up a little bit. And another tip here is you could save your plan. This kind of coincides with what I just said. You could save your plan for future weeks. So once you have a few, you know, meal prep menus, let's say in your arsenal, you can rotate them to just keep things interesting. I swear, like we eat the same thing every couple weeks, but I try to just like change it up a little bit, right? So 2 is stick to your grocery list. I know I just said like this is not about restricting. However, I do still work with a lot of clients and I have worked with a lot of clients over the years in my past coaching where that was specifically geared towards health and fitness. And I will say the majority of women and moms want to either lose weight, feel confident, tighten, you know, tone, build muscle. So I will say like, I will never, ever, ever want to restrict or urge you to restrict ever in what's like in any way. However, you know how you want to feel. You might want to feel confident in your body And you might need that help with mindful eating. I've always taken a mindful eating approach, and just with my past, with my struggles in my early 20s. So that mindful eating approach, just don't buy it if you don't want to eat it, right? Like here's just a tip for you, is don't allow things to sneak into your shopping cart. Again, I know kids, like, let me get the mini muffins, let me get the Oreos, let me get the candy. Totally understand that. So again, this is just that mindful piece, the intentionality piece of, if you don't have it possibly in your house, you don't have to use your willpower later on to avoid it, or anything that you don't want to overindulge in, which might later on lead to those feelings of guilt, resentment, loss of confidence, you know, later on. So if you want the things, get it. Just promise me that you will not feel guilty or resentful or, you know, just upset with yourself later on. And if you could find a way, if it could fit into your budget for the week, go for it, right? Again, if you promise not to judge or guilt trip or feel bad about it later on, go for it. This is about mindfulness. So sometimes, you know, that does mean like those impulsive present moment choices. Totally understand. So my go-to grocery list can be found in the freebie guide. I will link the guide in the show notes below, but I do want to say, like, the number one, the snacks that I have are not on the list. This is more so geared towards meals, and it is geared more for you. I don't have like yummy meals for kids. I should probably do that, but I have not updated this freebie guide, I will admit, in a very long time. And now that my kids are older, not older, they're, you know, 4 and 1.5, but they are particular now with their snacks, and they're not eating anything that I put in front of them. So I totally understand that with having little snack monsters around. So number three is to cook your food all at once and bulk it out. Imagine if you're meal prepping, or if you're cooking, getting all of your ingredients for the week pulled out all at once. You prep it all at once, and it could be ready within 30 to 60 minutes, versus the latter of, you know, not prepping and you're having to pull out each ingredient every day for 7 days. So let me, you know, kind of give you an example. If you eat, let's just say, a salad, right? Because a salad typically has a lot of little ingredients. Let's just say that you pull out a salad and you pull it out on Monday, make your salad for lunch, eat it. Tuesday, pull out your salad stuff, your fixings, your toppings, your dressings, make it, you know, then you eat it. You do that 7 days every single day. That's going to take you probably, you know, 10, 15 minutes possibly to make your salad every day. Or you pull out all your ingredients once, and it's going to cut that, you know, time down to a fraction, because you're making the same salad, but you're pulling all those ingredients out once for the entire week. It truly is such a time saver. And my family, personally, we don't mind, you know, kind of eating the same things often, right? Or every couple weeks. And that's where I come to say too, where I can rotate little things so it is different, but it does help with pulling all of your foods out and prepping them all at once. So some of our go-to dinners, I know I shared a little bit about this already, but some of our go-to dinners, going back to those sheet pan meals, that is a meat, a carb, and a veggie. I rotate the meats, the carbs, the veggies, so they're different every time. You could change up the meats from chicken to red meat to poultry pork or fish, you know, things like that. Carbs can be rice, quinoa, sweet potatoes, fries, veggies, broccoli, cauliflower, peppers, beans, zucchini, whatever it is. Like, the options, you know, you could make so many different types, but the sheet pan meal, that principle of it is so simple to make. Another example are tacos. Again, you could substitute that meat, the base of it. So you could make, you know, just regular ground meat. We use venison. So ground meat, ground venison, chicken or pork, right? You could change the base of, have it be tacos, taco salad, taco bake, nachos, or enchiladas. Just like, keep the family, you know, happy with that diversity. Another example is spaghetti. I even sometimes make like a spaghetti squash casserole. So I'm sneaking in a little bit more veggies, but then it's like loaded with cheese still, so they still don't know the difference. But I truly, like, you could make a spaghetti bake, or actually just make spaghetti, or you can make lasagna or masticcioli. Or another example is soup. Like, the options are endless with soup, right? Whenever I make a soup, I also double or triple the batch and I'll freeze the rest. So this kind of tip of this is like, I feel like tip number three is a bunch of tips all in one. So cooking foods all at once or prepping your food all at once and bulk it out. I probably should have made that into two tips, but I totally went by that freebie that I made years ago. So a tip here with bulking it out is I always cook more than needed. So I have a lunch or two later on or a whole meal, a whole dinner in the freezer. Like I really am a pretty lazy meal prepper, but I'm efficient and I'm simple, right? You just make it simple. So I'm hoping that some of these tips can help you moving forward. Tip number four is keep your snacks simple. This is a very quick one because if you're, you know, cooking everything for the week all at once, or if you're prepping your things all at once, it's important like to keep those in between the meals. Keep it simple, keep everything simple, but keep those snacks simple. So think of the proteins that are going to keep you satiated for a little bit longer. Save time by choosing snacks that don't require a lot of time to put together. So, you know, some fresh fruit with some nuts, some hard-boiled eggs with a side of peanut butter. Call me crazy. Best snack ever. Pre-cut vegetables, you know, with some ranch or peanut butter. Again, peanut butter on everything is so, so good. So just kind of think of, you know, a snack, but it could still be filled with fats or proteins to really keep you satiated until that next meal. Number five is look for shortcuts. You could buy pre-cut vegetables, buy pre-cut fruits. I know it's a little more pricey, so this is not really a budget-friendly tip, but you can buy things already pre-cut and pre-made. You can buy, you know, cooked lentils or a rotisserie chicken for your chicken noodle soup this week, right? So tuna also is a really easy no-cook protein that you could add to your salads or your snacks. So something I always do, and this just really helps me like not stress to get to the grocery store, is I'll always have bags of frozen fruits and vegetables in the freezer. So that way, when like we're low on the fresh stuff in the fridge, I have that extra, you know, couple days to get to the grocery store. So I could still use what I have in the freezer and I'm not like, holy buckets, when am I going to get to the store? Our fridge is empty. Number six is mix things up. It can be tempting to just eat the same meals every day. Maybe not, but I am someone that could. But when you're prepping, you will like, you'll eventually get bored and that may lead to self-sabotage or, you know, binging. So just note how to change out like those simple meal options with different meats and veggies and carbs. I know I've been sprinkling this tip in with all the other tips, but it's so simple to do. And it really does make it diverse. Using the sheet pan meal again, like, okay, tonight we're having a sheet pan meal for dinner. What's in the fridge? What can I throw on that, right? So it could just be as simple as, you know, choosing a simple meal like a sheet pan meal or choosing different proteins for a soup or eating chicken with vegetables tonight and then fish or red meat with different vegetables, you know, later on in the week. And kind of once you get in the hang of it, you can get more creative with, you know, what you're putting together and your recipes, and it won't take up so much more time. And this is kind of just another tip within that is I truly believe, like I'm thinking of that food pyramid, right? Like I truly believe every meal can include a protein, carb, fat, and vegetable. You could add in fruit for breakfast or lunch or, you know, things like that. But I always try like, okay, what's the protein tonight? What's the carb tonight? What's the veggie tonight? And then, you know, the fat, let it be, you know, I'm cooking with oil or butter or avocado, you know, whatever that may be. But I'm always trying to like think of the base, right? I remember when the kids started eating salads for the first time. And I would seriously, like, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Charcuterie boards. I don't even know. But, like, I always, like, laugh because I'm like, kids were the inventors of whatever board, however you pronounce those boards. Because it's always, like, a little bit of protein here. You know, here's some salami or meat and a little bit of fat here, you know, or some dairy here. Like, it's just, like, you think of the base nutritional value of something. And then take it to the next step. Okay, so I have my protein, my vegetable, my carb. All right, we're doing a sheet pan meal. Okay, and this is what it's going to be. So I hope that makes sense. And number seven is invest in food storage containers. This might be a small investment. However, it can help with just if you're like a type A person or just with your organization within the fridge. I know we all have Tupperware, right? So this is more so a tip that I gave out a lot when I was really working with clients within health and fitness, because helping with getting those good quality food storage containers, getting that insulated bag so you're not tempted to go through that drive-through. Like, this was more of like the dedicated piece, right? But if you decide to go all in on this, on meal prepping and meal planning, to get some, you know, nice Pyrex dishes with lids, or to get some, you know, BPA-free plastic containers that are different sizes, but they stack together. So that tip really was when I was working with one-on-one clients with getting their specific regimens and plans, but still thought it was beneficial to share. So you can access these 7 tips to make your meal prep easier and faster by heading to the link in the show notes, putting in your name and email, and you'll get a nice little PDF with, there's some links to the like storage containers that I use. I have like another link with like the snacks that I love. And it's just to have this, what we just went over in this episode, in a nice hard copy format. And you will also get access to my entire resource library of freebies to help with time management and your mindfulness and journal prompts for anxiety. There are so many goodies in that resource library. So as we wrap up this episode, remember that in the midst of life's transitions from, you know, season, summer to fall, and the juggling act of being a mom and all that you do, being an intentional mom and all that you do, that task of mindful meal prepping can simplify your days while embracing the power of presence and simplicity and intentionality to be able to go on and live your life. So embrace the seasons changings, the rhythms, the soaking in the comfort of home-cooked meals, right? And find peace in that meditative process of just making this your own and nurturing this process that is good for your soul as it is for your body. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please read Mama Review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.